Guys, you know what else is a good opening? Fucking Full Metal Brotherhood.
I like how we're not starting. Even though we said we were going to start.
I'm ready. Well,
I'm ready.
I was just letting y'all chat. Yeah.
I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
How's it going, gamers? This is a fucking new podcast.
Oh, wait. It's spam. We're good. We're good.
What? Did the phone ring?
Yes, the phone rang. 8:13. As soon as he said "Welcome, gamers," I heard and I screamed at the top of my lungs.
Anyway, are y'all ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah,
y'all ready for this?
We're ready. That's not going to happen.
How's it going, gamers? This is the Funky Anime Podcast. I'm your warrior leader for this episode, at least, Garbalax. Joining me are my gamer pals, Chuck and Pino. Pino is our tanky paladin. Please introduce yourself.
Hello. That's the main character's voice.
Hello, my name is... Pino, I am the paladin. Even though I prefer a tankier class, I am now wielding an axe, and I am opening my bottle of spam.
None of those things... What does any of that have to do with me? Why do you have an axe?
Don't paladins use that? You should be healer. What, I thought paladins had swords.
Fuck it, I don't know.
I'm talking about the Fire Emblem paladin. I didn't know where you were at. Let's start that again. Hi, I'm the paladin. Here's my magical wand. <Woo. laughs>
Hey, Chuck, you're our fearless sorcerer.
What?
Do you have more?
It's me. I'm the comedic relief character. What?
You're the what character?
The who?
Are you Mickey Mouse?
Yay!
It's Mickey. Dude, make some brooms dance, boy.
Uh-huh.
I can't believe we accidentally made Kingdom Hearts. What in the fuck has happened to this episode already? We watched Overlord. It was okay.
That's how I feel. Yeah. That's the end of the episode.
So be sure to, if you hate this, to email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on social media or whatever the fuck. There's Patreon. Give us money, please. So
if you want to hear first more,
patreon.com/3weebros.
What's that?
What?
Huh? Huh? Who? Anyway, so what were your guys' first impressions here of this show? Have you seen it before? Did you know about it? What?
Chuck, you can start.
No.
Okay. Well, as for me, I have only seen it talked about in other Discords or other Reddits, and they're like, yeah, it's pretty good. When I saw like images, I'm like, that doesn't seem like for me. Then I saw Albedo, and I was like, maybe this is for me. But I never acted upon it. And then here we are. You recommended it, and, it's a show.
You say that I recommended it, but does putting it on the list count as a recommendation?
I call that as a forceful recommendation. I call it, there was no consent here.
That works.
Because consent's a very important part.
Yeah, especially when sharing anime. Please, share anime responsibly. Yeah.
Make sure to wear a condom.
Mm-hmm. And if it's One Piece, get ready for a long ride.
Yippee.
Well, do you have anything else, Pino?
I'll be... Hold on, I'll just answer it now. Hello?
No, we're if it's not funny, then we'll cut it.
No, that's very funny.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'll be right there. Oh, wait, bye. Bye, bye. I'll be right back.
Do you want to just pause and wait?
No, keep it running.
Keep going?
Keep it running. Keep it running.
Well, what were your first impressions or your history with the show?
No, I just said keep it running as in don't pause the episode. Just don't pause the recording.
I thought you meant keep running. I still have the treadmill on.
Dude, I told you to catch your refrigerator before you get on the treadmill.
Shut the fuck up.
Dummy. No. My name's Mario. Mario.
I like to
Mario.
Jump.
Mario. Rougher
than Mario. Mario.
Mario.
Mario.
Mario.
Mario.
Mario.
It's a me.
Mario.
It's a me.
Mario.
Spaghetti.
Mario.
I like to eat.
Mario.
I beat Peach.
Mario.
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 Jump man.
Mario.
He
Mario.
Is a Mario man.
Mario.
He jumps really high. He gets lots of coins.
Mario.
He gets all the bitches. He
Mario.
Really is Mario.
Mario.
Luigi.
Mario.
Luigi.
Mario.
Wario.
Mario.
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 Jumpman.
Mario.
Jump guy.
Mario.
He's really super.
Mario.
He's the really jump guy.
Mario.
He eat a mushroom.
Mario.
Mushrooms, drugs.
Mario.
Mario eat drugs. Ha ha, funny.
Mario.
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 Jump man.
Mario.
He is a really jumpy guy.
Mario.
He has a hat.
Mario.
His hat is sentient.
Mario.
His hat has feelings.
Mario.
His hat is sad.
Mario.
Mario's glad.
Mario.
Mario stomp on the hat.
Mario.
Hat go ow.
Mario.
Mario goes
Mario.
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 I'm out of content.
Mario.
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 As you can see,
Mario.
Such unfortunate times we live in.
Mario.
Mamma mia.
That's exactly Mario. How I felt.
Whoa.
Thought I was seeing double. Who shared this image with you?
Zer.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I saw this on my screen and I saw a notification from Zer. I'm like, what is this? It's the same freaking image.
Wait.
Mario.
All right, we can continue.
Where the fuck were we?
We were doing our experiences, and it was Chuck's turn.
Okay.
Mario.
Let this continue.
And that's all I thought about that show. Your turn, Chuck.
I've never seen it.
Oh.
Never even heard of it?
I've heard of it, and then I just said I don't want to watch it. So
you
I
never
didn't.
Even watched the OP?
No.
Not even the once?
Not even the once.
Wow.
Because it was never on any of, like, the, oh, this is good OP list.
Not the once, dang. Not the twices, and not the thrices.
Not ever, dude. I'm going to buy video games.
Not here nor there. No overlord anywhere.
Guys, I ain't no overlord.
I'd seen a couple scenes here and there. This is the first time I've actually watched it all the way through. But I saw the scene where he didn't have to... Shaltier doesn't attack yet. And so he's like, oh, I could just cast a bunch of buffs. And I saw that scene, because that one's pretty funny. But that was it? I don't even think I saw the OP either. But anyway, let's jump into the presentation. It was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Madhouse.
So. Surprisingly, it was Madhouse.
Yeah, right.
With rompers like, what's a good romper from Madhouse?
No Game, No Life.
And...
Literally any other thing.
One Punch Man season 1.
Here, I'll list.
Death Note.
Death Note. One Punch Man. No Game, No Life. Hunter x Hunter 2011.
Death Parade.
High School of the Dead. Death Parade. Black Lagoon.
Oh, shoot.
We
Trigun?
Wolf Children, Trigun, No Game, No Life, Zero, Hajime no Ippo, Cardcaptor Sakura. There's a lot of better shows you could watch from this.
Unless you're just really itching for
another
isekai, right?
Oh yeah. My god. The fact that it was an isekai killed me on the inside.
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely. That was one of its biggest downfalls. Pino and I talked about it earlier.
If this was just straight fantasy, it probably would have been a better show.
I would agree.
Well, I don't know. Because...
I get that they brought it all together.
Yeah, but I also agree that they didn't do anything with it from episodes 3 to 10. They did jack shit.
Yeah.
We
can get into
concept.
It a little later, but
we will. But presentation was okay.
Yeah.
It was
fine.
Yeah,
we have high expectations for Madhouse and
I have high expectations for any anime that people say is really good.
Mm-hmm. And I've been told up the wazoo that this was so good, bro. No. No, it's not.
So good. No. I mean it was pretty good. Yeah. It wasn't offensive. To my existence.
Not really.
It did not make me want
the
to throw up.
The skeletons were a little bit offensive.
I was offended.
Yeah, the skeletons I was maybe not very happy with.
If you don't know.
Especially
this,
the horses.
This was in 3D. There was the skeletons we're mentioning were in 3D most of the time. So that was always.
That's a whole more D than we're used to.
Yeah, and you know how we feel about 3D. We've had it in a couple of our series before. We've had Oh my god, I'm having flashbacks. We've had it in Kenmo Friends. We've had it in, where else have we had it in? In Haikyuu, but that was actually, they did it real good.
Ball. They did it good.
That was ball. That was ball because ball is life.
Ball is life, fam.
But, I remember us mentioning, we're like, it usually works on things that aren't living, and apparently it doesn't work even on skeletons, so.
Well, they also did it on horses. Living. They used it on Ainz as well.
They used it on a lot of garbage shit.
Yeah, sometimes the really big fights.
They used it on those like angel things, like the robot things that were in like episode 3 or 4.
Yeah, random mechas.
Yeah, when it turned into a fucking Gundam series for an episode.
Yeah, my fantasy world with robots.
That also didn't make any sense in the story, but you know.
Don't worry, we'll just call them angels. Don't worry. No one will know.
Gosh, this is a disappointing show.
But
I mean. I guess that we just had our expectations too high.
I didn't have any expectations. I had no, I had nothing. I just went in. I'm like, it's Overlord. Okay, let's go. I know. Damn. I heard people say it was good. I've heard other people say the latter, and I was just like, you know what? Let's see.
I've heard people say One Piece is good too.
Yeah, but it's trash. Let's all agree. Me, the biggest Naruto lover here, will tell you One Piece is trash.
Since when were you the biggest Nart lover?
Ever since,
Nart fart lover, am I right? Ba-dum-pow!
I was gonna say that Nart lover sounds like a slur of some kind.
I think fart lover was better.
Can I make fart signals now? Is that better? Can I?
yeah, absolutely.
Call my
Nothing
people.
was stopping you. The 3D was actually done by an in-house part of Madhouse 2, which was
not looking good at this track record right there.
Well, it's called Mad. They call it Madbox, and it's just like a subsidiary of Madhouse.
Huh. Well, the thing is, there's a lot of shortcuts in this show, right? Mm-hmm. And I found it particularly humoring that Ainz's one creation that you really got to see, Pandora's actor, he also doesn't have a visible face that moves at all.
Yeah.
And that seems like a really lazy move.
But, what? But the thing is with Pandora's actor, it worked. Like, it didn't...
He was the comedic.
Least,
he was the comedic
Yeah, to
thing.
Me at least, I wasn't like, oh, that's a shortcut or whatever. I was like, that's fine.
I was offended because he was introduced so late when we all saw everybody else bow down to him. It's like, call everybody who's important. Ah, this guy's important too. But no, he's not in the first episode or the second or the third. But the seventh or eighth, he's there. He's right there.
I don't know. That didn't bug me as much.
he fucking SpongeBob himself. See, and I'm right there. That's me.
Look, Momon, right there. There I am.
That's me.
Oh my god. We're getting ahead of ourselves. What were we talking about, Garb?
I mean, do we ever pay attention?
Yes.
To like. Order?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, not on my episodes.
You're right.
Okay.
Crazy man.
Don't hit me.
I mean, I, had a little bit more to go on there, and it was just that seeing a main character whose face doesn't move at all, it's less jarring when he's in the armor outfit, but even then, it's still, you never see his face move.
There like, there was one point where his jaw dropped, and I laughed. That was one point where I was just, yeah, it was good. That was the one joke that I was like,
well, in the OP, you can see him laughing, and his jaw moves. So,
yeah.
Speaking of the OP, the song was good. Chuck, do you want to talk about the rest of the OP?
It was disappointing. Like, yeah. I'm gonna watch it
real quick.
And you know.
What is it called? It's called, Klaton.
It's called Klatonia by OXT.
Castlevania?
By Mayasha Oishi. and Tom Hack. And, I don't know, man. Like, there's a lot of missed potential with this opening.
Yeah.
Because the majority of it is literally PNGs of the character with a blank, or with, like, a color, like, shadow. And that's it.
And it works in shows like Durarara because they show them in the scene and then they take them out and isolate them to really emphasize the character. Yeah. But in this, it's just the picture. It doesn't have...
And then, after they're like, okay, we're done with the shadows, then they just show Mobo Ganada walking in front of like a scroll that just has pictures.
And then he'll laugh.
Like, And then you laugh, and I laugh, because I'm like, wow, I can't wait for this to be a bad show.
Can I tell you a real thing?
Absolutely.
I was so I started this show, like, before we even announced it. I think I saw it before we recorded A Silent Voice.
A Silent Light?
Yeah. You know, light is really loud. Have you ever looked at the sun? Do you want to know why your eyes burn? It's because
I'm gonna turn on my light.
Don't do
I'm
it.
Hear how
Don't
loud
do it.
Is.
It.
It's Don't really loud it. For your eyes.
Make sure you put on your glasses, though. If not, you can't hear.
Flick. Ah! Flick. Okay, that was way, way too loud.
Yeah.
I didn't like
Turn
that.
It down. That's why we dim lights here. Shout outs to dimming
lights.
I don't
lights. Got no dimmer. Yeah, shout outs to dimming lights, honestly. The real OG.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Back it's to my real thing, because I never actually finished, nerd.
wait a second.
Soon as I saw that opening, I was like, okay, the song's real good, and then the whole Overlord title showed up. I was like, okay, and then a split second later, those 3D freaking skeletons are walking in the background, and I was my whole outlook for the show went
changed
south.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it's one of these shows. Mm-hmm. You're gonna push some cool stuff on me, but I ain't gonna buy it because there's probably gonna be nice, pretty stuff to look at, but it's not going to be cohesive. I didn't even get the first part.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's why I skipped
it
after like two episodes.
Like, and there's like, you know, clips of well animated parts,
mm-hmm.
but like it's overshadowed because they like they start off like weakly, and I'm like, fine, fucking whatever. I was just disappointed. Anyway. That's fine. Whatever. Who cares? It's stinky.
That was the opening.
Yeah. You want to talk about the ending now?
Sure.
Ending was even worse.
What's it called?
It's called LLL by Myth and Roy.
Dude, that's my favorite Death Note character.
Three times.
Yeah, both of
triple whammy.
Erase
good.
N.
I really like this song. The
yeah,
song's
I like
really
both
good.
The songs a lot, actually.
But
I like this last one better.
Yeah, I like this song better, but it's a bunch of fucking PNGs again.
Yeah.
Like,
it spends
what the fuck, guys?
How long scrolling down on one scantily clad
oh my
image?
God.
You know, it's good art.
Hey,
but
it's Mimi Kato. I heard you were talking about my ending again. Oh, wait, no, this isn't mine.
Well, Mikado, the thing is, yours is better,
what?
I'd say.
What?
Which is, I know, very rare.
Thank
so
you,
better
Mr. Chuck. Thank
this
you.
Moment. Yeah, okay, you better go back to not Akihabara.
Ikebukuro?
Ikebukuro, yeah, go
That's
take
the one.
Your van back. That's it.
I don't drive, but okay, bye.
Bye.
But let's hope he doesn't get in an accident.
Like, I don't know. These are, like, good, like, well-drawn
they're beautiful.
Like, pictures, but they're pictures still. And it's the same character, too. That's one of the things that like gets me. Like,
I beg to
that's
differ.
Why
I love
say,
Albedo. Well, for reasons.
Well, yeah, Albedo's good, but like the thing is, even with like Durarara's opening, you see all the characters, yeah. and there's little character like interactions you can see even in the picture.
I think and it also thematically fits with Durarara yeah. since it has the like even if it was just a black line tying everybody together. This one is like, hey, remember the show about an overlord? No, you remember.
No, you remember Elbeto. This. Yeah, you remember her, and that's it.
That's it, because she is apparently best girl. That's what I was told. And I don't.
She's
I don't
pretty
know.
Good.
She's funny, but I don't know, man.
I'm funny.
Excuse me. What did you say?
Guys, check out my post on iFunny.
There shall be no iFunny here.
Guys.
This podcast was not sponsored by iFunny.
Guys, I wish this podcast was sponsored by iFunny.
Oh my God. Just imagine.
That would be the best thing that could ever happen.
Can we
to
put
this
an iFunny logo in one of our
We put the watermark Wait, no, at the no, bottom it, it, of one of our...
It says iFunky.
We'll have to remember to do that for the thumbnail.
Someone write that down, because I'm not going to remember.
I'm not going to remember either. We'll see what happens.
iFunky.
iFunky. We need to find the font, the color, everything.
You mean Comic Sans?
Yeah, and then we you know, I don't know if they have a face at the end of theirs, but we got to put this one at the end. This one right here. The weary face.
The pensive one?
No, that's weary.
Oh, the weary one.
No, that's weary, yeah. That one's one of the weary, best.
Dude.
Top 10 best emoji.
Guys, we just changed our name to the iFunky Podcast.
Guys, welcome to the iFunky Podcast.
Y'all want to talk about that score real quick?
It was pretty good.
Y'all like operatic rock?
I do. I very much enjoyed any of the times that popped up. I was like, heck yeah.
The thing is, I don't remember them. I just remember like the vibes of them. But
I remember
like
two.
Them.
I remember when they goes, and then he goes, oh. That's all I remember.
Man.
And I like when they
that
go.
That was a great song.
That was good. And they go, oh. Like that. That was
burn and eating the countryside. Burn and eating all the peasants. Trogdor was a man.
Guys, can we watch? Can we talk about Trogdor?
Dude, when are we? Okay, for real. When are we watching? What's the name of that shit?
Homestar Runner.
Homestar Runner. Thank you.
I said it three times, and you're like, ah.
No, he escapes me.
I escaped Man. You.
Homestar Runner is really good. Anyway, are we moving on to the plot?
I guess. What were we talking about before?
Trogdor. We were going on about the ED, the OP, and the score. So
again, the music was fine. It's just nothing you remember.
This is going to be the quickest episode we've ever done.
Guys, 30 minutes. Here we go, baby.
Choo choo.
World record pace, guys. Keep it up.
We didn't. Oh yeah.
Yeah, the music was good. Did you have anything else, Pino?
No, it's good, but I don't remember anything.
Yeah. Oh God.
Oh!
Pino, are you okay?
What do you? I'm fine.
Your microphone just.
That's all good.
I heard the TV bit somewhere else, but I didn't think that would affect me.
I turned on the TV.
It is me, Einzel Gold, on your television.
I can't believe he's haunting this podcast. Why'd you do that, Einz? Sorry, Einz-sama.
Because I miss my friends.
Well.
Maybe I'm looking for my friends.
Oh my God. He's really just red crested ibis, huh?
He was red crested ibis this entire time.
I can't believe it.
But we'll tell you why while we talk about the plot. Nice segue, right? Wow.
Mm-hmm. So, it starts out, he's like a bug tester or a moderator, right?
No, he's just playing a game.
No, he's just a player.
He was playing. Oh, okay. What was the game called? It was
Mom.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure he like had something to do with development because he had tools.
No, he didn't.
It was just a mod.
No, he just played a lot.
Yeah. he's just a gamer like us. Isn't that epic? Come on.
What an absolute professional.
So it started. Anyway. What game was it called? I don't remember, but it was closing down, right?
It was the last day before the server shut down.
Mm-hmm. How much dedicated dwam should I have on my Yggdrasil subber?
How much dedicated wham?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
How much dedicated wham do we need for my MMO?
They keep asking me this question. I'm shutting this game down tomorrow.
That's the sound of the server shutting down. Everyone
knows
that.
That's the sound
of
this podcast shutting down.
that's the sound of our brain shutting down as soon as we start recording.
you press go on the freaking dumb thing, and then you're
this
like,
"This is the last episode of the podcast."
I can't believe I'm going to shut down the servers for the podcast tomorrow.
Anyway, we watched Overlord, and
he was real bummed out about the game shutting down. Everybody else seemed like they were fine. They're like, "Yep, see, I guess I'll see you IRL maybe."
Well, because they're like, that's just how it be.
I don't know.
Dude, it's like when Club Penguin shut down.
I personally couldn't relate
to any
of that.
Dude, I played Club Penguin. I did. Yeah. Well, I didn't relate to the shutting down part. I related to like the, oh, no one's here anymore.
Yeah.
That was my folly. Like, I've only exclusively had played single player games for most of my life until recently, where I'm like, ooh, other people exist. So like I couldn't relate, but I get people who do relate and whatnot.
Well, you played a bit of Final Fantasy 14, right, Chuck?
Yeah. But like, no, really, the one that I did, like, I way back in the day, I had a lot of like early Minecraft, like 2011, 2012 shit. And, like, even before that, we joke about iFunny, but I was actually in an iFunny clan when iFunny was starting out. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Hidden lore.
Please elaborate.
It was... So, this is, like, the nerdiest shit. It's so
That's why
stupid.
I gotta know.
So, this was a group of people that I don't even know how it was started or like people got in, but I just saw someone like, hey, want to join this thing? And it was themed around Attack on Titan. But in Attack on Titan, there's three different like ranks or some shit, and then there's three different groups within the clan.
So like a gotcha?
No, not like a gotcha.
Okay.
But long story short, there's a lot of people that I met on there. Some people that, like, I still follow and, like, you know, sometimes occasionally talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other people that I haven't, you know, like, talked to in years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Man. Is Minecraft an MMO? Can we say that big servers, like, 2B2T
an MMO? Minecraft, guys... Minecraft is an MMO, and in this essay, I will say...
That's actually what one of the M's stands for.
Yeah.
It's a little-known fact.
Minecraft?
Our craft.
Oh,
Sayo.
I know. The real Minecraft was the friends we made along the way.
Ooh. What do you do in Minecraft? You mine, and you craft.
Wow.
Craft of Craft, Craft Mac and Cheese.
Jerry, it's right in the name, Minecraft.
But all these other games, you don't actually do any crafting. You don't craft war in World of Warcraft.
You don't Undertale. There's no tales.
Jerry, come play Final Fantasy 14 with me. They released the Shadowbringers update.
Oh, but I don't want to pay for a subscription.
Nah, it's free until you get to level 35. Come on.
He's playing Apex with me. Right, Jerry?
Ew.
Oh, hold on. I'm shooting headshotting some noobs, Kramer.
I'm Elaine.
No, stop it. You don't shoot headshots in Final Fantasy 14.
I'm Elaine.
You go to trees and you chop them.
I'm Elaine.
Huh? Oh.
You go to trees and you chop them.
Yeah? That's Minecraft.
No!
And I'm Elaine playing Terraria.
Well, Gamer Seinfeld, that may be the best bit we ever have and ever will do.
That was probably the worst bit we've ever had.
But you know what's not worse than this bit? The plot of this anime. Which we still haven't gotten to.
So from episodes 3 to 9.
Shut up. way. We didn't even
nothing
talk
happens.
We didn't even explain the fact that when the game shut down, he got stuck in the world.
Yeah, and that's why it's isekai, and blah, whatever.
And I was disappointed at that point as well.
Yeah.
As soon as I found out it was an isekai, I just...
He was definitely a developer. I don't know what you guys are talking about. He was not just a player because he was able to modify Albedo's code.
No, he was just a...
This man was a player.
He's just a player, you fool.
He just accessed the character edit tool and then just wrote down that Albedo had a thing for him, you know?
Yeah,
she likes to bone.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's confusing, but whatever. And that's, speaking of Albedo, that's his sort of companion throughout the whole show.
Companion.
For like the first three and the last three.
And then they fuck off to a town for half the series.
With another black-haired girl who I forget her name.
She was a battle maid or whatever.
And there's a guy who's a girl.
There's a couple episodes where...
And then there's a guy who's a girl. There's a guy whose eye only shows up when wind, like, brushes... I hate his hair. That's what I hate the most.
Yeah, me too.
And
I hate me, dude.
It's such a weird kind of thing. You start out the show... And his goal at the beginning is like, I want to find if anyone else is stuck in this world with me, right? Is that right? And then cut to the like two episodes later, I'm going to join a guild.
Okay. I want treasure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know. I need information, but I'm joining this guild because yes.
And I'm interested in this.
Well, the thing
Thank
is,
you.
Well,
sorry.
You're a dirt level quester, and this is for a diamond level quester.
You have to pay to play, my friend.
But I haven't.
Maybe you can get to an iron. I don't know. I don't make these rules. I just get the money from the rules.
But essentially, it's just a strange little like. You ever go to the skate park and you see the little skate park ramp stuff? You know how like you start at the top and then you slide down? And you go all the way to that. That's how it felt. And Chuck made a wonderful graph about how this show really is.
I'll post it on Twitter.
Yeah,
it's an inverse bell curve almost.
Oh, yeah.
No, inverse bell curves aren't flat in the middle.
Okay, good point. I don't know how to describe it.
In this case,
it's
flat really
it goes
is
from
justice.
Up to flat and then up again.
Yeah.
Look on the Twitter. Just find it on the Twitter.
What were you doing on Twitter?
Well, I was looking for the Funky Anime Podcast. And I typed in Fab.
Okay. Oh, what happened?
And then I downloaded Vine. I was downloading something.
Okay, but why were your pants down?
No, when I was getting up, they fell off.
Okay, but what is this Albedo on your screen?
this is just the Eevee for Overlord.
Garbalax liked it, and it popped up on my feed.
Okay, understandable, son. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
Anyway, Chuck's graph doesn't show the rise in quality again until episode 11, where then it starts to go up.
Mm-hmm. Well, because they...
But episode 8 was where I kind of was like, ooh, this is interesting again.
Well, because once they realized that... Oh, wait, maybe we shouldn't just focus on going to a guild. Maybe that would be smart, and we just wouldn't do that. And
they just kind of skip over it.
Well, yeah, because fucking we don't go to an isekai with an overpowered protagonist who already has a castle and has money to go to a guild.
Let me defend that part there.
No, we don't!
I can defend that, mostly because they mentioned in the show that their money is useless. In that world, and so they go in.
Melt it down to gold bars!
No, but
gold
they,
still holds its value!
But they still need that money because the quote-unquote game of Yggdrasil that they had still needed that money, as you saw at the end of the season, to revive Skabadoobadaba lady, whatever her name was.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'll defend a bad show only,
no,
only if it needs to be defended.
The main reason that they did that was to get information. You don't need to send this overpowered character to get information. You could send anyone.
The characters even acknowledge that. Why is he out there when not us? It's like, yes.
Yeah.
Why are you in here while he's out there?
One of the things
he's in here, but we're out there.
But my lord is out there, and we're in here.
And Yggdrasil's in there.
And there's the hamster.
And the hamster. And I'm the sheriff. Where's the hamster?
So one of the things that bugged me a lot was that, like you said, so Konosuba is all about going from the bottom to the top, right?
Konosuba's going from the bottom and slightly going a little bit higher.
Okay, that's fair. But in Overlord, they had the opportunity to just go at the top and then him just be cool and overpowered. But instead, they went straight to the typical thing.
They side-graded.
So seems like there wasn't a lot of focus mm-hmm. for the first...
That word is what I agree with you. Focus. There's not a lot of focus.
Yeah, well, there weren't until they did focus, and then it got good, but then the first season was over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was...
And then they're like, oh.
What? Oh, that was 12 episodes?
Yeah. It was 13, but regardless.
Yeah. Shaltir gets possessed, and then... That was fun. Aynes is like, oh, shit, I got to fight her. I got to do it one-on-one. And he was like, Albedo, you can't come with me, dude, because I can't tell you why, because it'll have to be revealed to the viewer during the fight, and that's exactly what they did, and it was because she has a staff that'll absorb HP whenever she deals damage, and she ended up using that in some pretty cool ways in the fight. It was a really cool fight.
Oh, yeah, the fight was fun.
Whenever Chuck's chart
that's when my graph went again. Up.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, indeed. I was interested in episode 8 because that was when the fight with Clementine was, and I really enjoyed that fight.
Dude, I love oranges. Dude.
Dude, nobody better lay a finger on my Clementine.
On my Clementine.
She's a cutie. I like her.
Thank you.
Oh, the blonde-haired girl who was like, I'm better than you.
Yeah, with the big old smile.
Yeah, big old smile. All those big old smiles.
Who licks her sword.
Yeah.
Who's Clementine?
The one with the big old smile.
The killer.
Oh, yeah. She's a dumb character.
When she goes on the sword.
Oh, yeah. Well, I agree fair, she's a dumb character because they serve no entire purpose.
She was
purpose.
Underutilized,
there was,
dude.
There was no purpose for them being there other than, this is your little subplot.
Yeah, exactly. It was just, there was nothing to push for the story. And I know that I love some filler, but that's not good filler.
That's canon good filler.
Yeah, no. Filler can still be canon and be good. Like, yeah. I want something that will grow the characters. This did not grow the character at all. If you removed it, there would be nothing different.
Mm-hmm.
You would literally just have to say, oh, instead of saying, oh, we beat all the undead or whatever, just say, oh, he beat the ogres, and that's it. Nothing would change. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It means nothing to have this section in besides having a reason why the people and like the party when they were fighting the ogres were to die. So like, I don't know. It's stinky.
Mm-hmm.
It's angry.
When I think of this show, I feel like I split it in three parts, or I guess technically three acts. The first three episodes, you know, you get the introduction, right, to everybody. You get an introduction to Momon, Aynes, Ul, Gol, whatever his name is. You get his real side, then you get his acting side, then you get his interactions with his peeps, like those two little twins, all his like commanders. I'm like,
which
okay,
is fun.
This direction, I like where this is going. Y'all are repledging your loyalty. Y'all going to take over the world? Good.
I thought really good pacing for those episodes.
Yeah, and I was
too.
Like, okay, I'm in. And then afterwards, it's like, okay, forget they exist. They're not here right now. This other maid lady who showed up once. Come with me.
Yeah.
We're going on an adventure. And then the second part.
And then
happened.
I said, this is stupid.
And
this
I was
is
like,
the dumbest shit.
I was like, what is the importance of this? You're trying to take over the world, but yes, I get you need information. Partner. And in that entire section, like, there's not a lot of his like inner self talking. Like,
yeah.
And it's just like, it's just him as the demon lord. I'm like, where.
Where some of the best jokes come from too is his inner dialogue.
Yeah, and I'm just like, where is this? Where was the focus that you had in those first three episodes? Him trying to be a good leader to his people while also trying to, you know, be himself in a sort of way. And then there, it's like, I am.
I feel like the writer forgot that there was an inner voice for like that middle section.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And like he and again, that whole section would have been fine, but he didn't learn like if there was growth, like Chuck said, he didn't learn a thing. He's like, oh yeah. You think I'm here to avenge my friends. I didn't even know him. I only met him for a day. We totally didn't share a cool moment together. Yeah, and you think I'll use their sword to stab you with it, but no, because I'm not that person. I'm like, man, what's the point?
Yeah, there was no growth. There wasn't any plot relevance or growth in the middle of that. Like they said, oh, we'll get money from it and we'll get information. There's no information. There's nothing. No information happening. The one thing that happened was that the pharmacy person went to the town. That was the only thing that changed.
No,
they could have easily done that in a billion different ways. Mm-hmm. They could have just made the pharmacist stay in the town to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Let's leave the town to come back to the town to die.
Oh my god, dude!
The only thing they left with was the hamster in that entire thing, and that's literally the only thing.
I love the hamster.
As if that hamster were not there, I don't know. If
I'd scream.
I don't know if I'd like that section at all. Then, when he showed up, I was just like, okay, you're entering a different kind of territory. And then when you find out it's a hamster, of course, it might have, you know, worked for them. But I was like, you hype up this wise man monster of the forest, and it is a hamster. Like, are you? What is this, a comedy? Are you trying to? Is this an isekai? Yeah. Is this? What is the direction?
Yeah, there's a real, real big identity problem.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, that show. Word focus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
go ahead.
It's so sad because there's potential. Like, I like the first three episodes. I like the last three episodes. Mm-hmm. But everything in between was just not doing it for me. It was.
Fortunately, from what I understand, the next seasons are better, but that'll be for another day.
I watched like the first 5 minutes of the first episode of the second season, and I wasn't really impressed. So we'll see.
We'll get there one of these days.
Yeah. Oh, God. But, yeah, in the next 10 years.
Focus is what it lacked, and that's probably its downfall. I just can't.
Anyway, they brought their friend back.
Yeah.
And that was cool.
With 50 million gold or whatever, 500, I don't know, fucking dumb number.
The effect was big cool. Room. That 3D effect they had was pretty cool, I think.
Yeah, when it was, you know what is the real weird thing?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, so obviously whenever your 3D animation, like the computer, like between keyframes will blend them together and like do that focus,
mm-hmm.
that blend together, but like, we talked about this in Kimono Friends, too. It's like, you know, like 30 or 60 FPS instead of the 24 that is normal for all the other 2D animation. So it looks so much smoother, and it's jarring, and I don't like it. I don't like it.
I think that the 3D got a little better about halfway through or around episode 8.
Yeah,
but it was still not distracting. Just less so. And it may have just been that I got used to it. I'm not for certain.
There's a chance.
Yeah. I've heard that the animation of the next season doesn't really improve at all, and this is why Studio Madhouse doesn't do sequels.
You know what else I think is one of the biggest weaknesses of the show is I feel like this entire season was a very poorly done setup for other seasons, because at that last episode you see like a montage of all the characters that you technically met throughout the entire anime, like the big muscle man in the first like four episodes, and the scaredy boy from when vampire lady was like, I'm gonna eat you, and like they set up, they set everything else up there, and I'm just like, what are you doing? None of these people were relevant to anything that happened, and you're building this up, and then they reveal like a nation that's apparently the big bad. I'm just like, but wasn't the point trying to find your friends?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't think there'd be another season, because this is Studio Madhouse.
I mean, they got three other seasons.
Well, the thing is that when they tried to set it up, but they set it up in like episode 6.
It was
That's what, like, the angel thing was. Like, that was the big bad, quote-unquote, or, like, episode whatever.
And we don't even find out who they are. They're like, ah, we must be wary.
And then they don't tell you, so I forget. And then they showed at the end of the last episode, and I'm like, oh, these people. And then it doesn't make sense still, because I forgot about everything that they said before. So it's like, what the hell?
It even destroys, at least for me, the whole fight at the end with his what was her name again? Could you please remind me? Scabadabba?
Her name is Skulltula.
Shaltir?
Shaltir, thank you. His fight with Shaltir, that could have been, you know, that could have been a little more emotional had it have the time to, like, build up being like, hey, you and me are close buds. And, like, apparently...
Well, I guess it did a little bit.
Off-screen, she gets hypnotized. Off-screen, something, a lot of things off-screen happen. It's like, she betrayed us. I'm like, excuse me, what jump was this? I was just watching for 2 minutes and what?
Yeah.
Like... It did not make any sense.
Well,
to me.
Like that's one of the struggles about trying to adapt a light novel is because with manga you have a 20-page chapter, about 6 panels per page.
It's basically a storybook.
Have at least either a build up to the next episode or a conclusion to that set of pages. Mm-hmm. And with a light manga, you usually have longer chapters and stuff like that. So. Being able to trim it down's like an essential thing to do, and I just don't feel like Overlord did a very good job with this. Like, they just needed to focus on pacing a bit more and what they're including.
Had it for the first couple episodes, but then they lost it and then didn't pick it back up until
the last episode. And even then they goofed it.
Yeah, they really did. And again, like, they had good ideas. They had fun ideas. They had things I wanted to watch.
Good ideas.
But it was like, nah, son. Let's.
But they're like, what if we didn't?
Yeah. It's like, what if instead of developing these characters, let's put this body pillow with Albedo. We'll get the laugh.
Yeah.
You got me the laugh. But no, you understand what I mean, right? Like, there could have been something else there. I thought that was funny though.
Like, I get it. Like, it's the identity problem again, because they don't know if they want it to be funny. Or to be taken more seriously. I don't know what they want me to feel watching this.
The deaths were gruesome. So, like, when I saw that, I was like, okay, like, this is a mature show. And then it's like, hee hee, funny, hee hee.
Touch my breast, hee hee.
Whenever he shoves the sword straight down Shaltier's arm and it explodes. Yeah. I mean, that was pretty damn cool, but also very gruesome. And like you said, it's a little conflicting because it's like, okay, what is this?
Even with Murder Chick, that was a good, that was actually a real good scene I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Murder Chick, when she was like being held by Momon. Yeah, Clementine.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you don't think I can kill you, right? I'm going to let you suffer. And she's just like beating the crap out of him. But like, she's losing her limbs because of that. She lost her teeth. I was like, yo, this is so cool. But there was no point in this. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like, I guess you can get a more balance between like a drama and comedy. Like, for example, Space Dandy, very comedy centric, but they can still tug at your heartstrings when it needs to be.
And it's because they sell it at the start. Like,
yeah, because you got to come up front and be like, okay, this is how it's going to be. But like the first two episodes are like not even really focused on any fighting or anything. It's literally just, oh man, servers are shutting down and now I'm sad and now I'm stuck here.
And then him learning the game again, basically, and then they just yeet that out.
And also, I didn't think I was going to have this much to say about this fucking show, but
we passed
whenever,
the 30-minute mark.
Whenever they talk about, like, oh, I have to relearn all this stuff, like, that's a good way to more effectively show the audience what world you were in. And, like, I'm glad that they didn't stick too much time into pre-shutdown Yggdrasil or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To post-shutdown. But they still, like, had things that I'm like, oh, yeah. Sure.
I mean, at first, I thought they were just in Yggdrasil, but just like it was just like a real world. But it's like, no, this is a different place, and it's like,
yeah, that was weird too.
I was just like, wait, what? I'm like, okay, this makes sense. Why you need an information gather now? But like,
But why did you transfer? What's the point of that?
Yeah, what was the point of moving everything in your castle, including yourself, your subordinates, and all the things you own, to a different place? Mm-hmm. You could have just stayed in that world. The game shut down, but you could have stayed there ruling that world or doing something. It would make more sense, especially looking for your friends and whatnot, or other players, yeah. So to speak.
I'm looking for my friends.
I'm looking for it's my
dumb.
Clan.
It's dumb. There's too many plot lines that they wanted to put out and start, and they didn't have enough to carry the whole season.
Mm-hmm. And I'd be fine with either plot line that they'd follow. Just pick one.
It kind of feels like they weren't sure if they wanted to get all of those plot lines done in one season or if they wanted to stretch them out. And so they just kind of fumbled it.
I mean, if they wanted to get mm-hmm. at least one good one, they could have focused on maybe Shaltir, or at least, like, shortened down, like, the whole, hey, you know these guys? They're going to die in 2 episodes, but let's learn about them.
Or, like, show more about whenever she got hypnotized. I mm-hmm. want to know about
that.
Yeah,
like,
but
show me.
All happened off screen.
Yep.
And that was
the jump between the end of that of the alchemist stuff or like whatever, and the jump to Shaltir. I finished that episode. I click episode 9, and like first like after the song, I was like, wait, where is the resolution to like whatever happened like with the town? And I went back. I was like, did I miss something? Like I wasn't on my phone for too long. I go back and it's like, nope, they just forget that town ever existed and start a new story. And that bothered the crap out of me. I'm sorry. It was just not.
No.
Oh, my God. I didn't want to get that riled up. But
Me neither, dude. But there's potential.
Exactly. And that's probably why we're this just...
We're passionate about anime, okay?
I hate anime.
Guys, I hate it. Anime is a mistake.
Anime is
awful.
Shut down the server.
I'm going to shut down the internet.
Guys, the Patreon is no more.
Guys, please subscribe to our Patreon before we shut it down in a year.
It's the last
don't worry.
Episode
we promise you'll be yitzikai'd somewhere else.
Whoa, I'm on Skype now.
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't forget about yitzikai'd.
Oh, God, yitzikai'd was a good one.
I want to yitzikai this show out my fucking window.
I want to yitzikai into the characters section.
That's a good idea. Let's yitzikai.
That was a fucking flawless transition.
Let's just yeet right into it.
So, I suppose first off is Ainz.
Ainz Ulgon.
He's got many names.
Momogora.
Momonga.
Yeah, he wears
Momon.
A lot of hats.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Moimon. I wish I had more hats.
I liked his armor design. I like that. He looked like Hector with a helmet on from Fire Emblem.
And that's Hector. What,
Hector Strong.
I didn't like it as much when he was 3D.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I did like the
yeah,
no.
If
that was a video game, it would look pretty okay. I mean, other than the fact that it's running in 24 frames a second.
Yeah.
But it looked pretty nice. The models were good, mm-hmm. you know, but animation was until about episode 8. Then it got tolerable, a little better.
Momon himself was a good character, I think, for the most part.
Yeah.
Like, he was interesting, but there was just nothing to solidify, like, me saying, oh, dude. Watch it for the MC or oh man, this is like the best anime character. I'm just like, he's fun. He's conflicting.
I like that he was the straight man on the outside, but on the inside, you know, sometimes he was like, oh fuck, I'm not a very good godlike character, you know.
And you know what bothered me? Did they ever explain why, like, when he gets riled up or like aroused, that green aura just like calms him down? Like he'd get like this little like he was, there was one point where he was super mad, and then like he was surrounded by green. And like early on, he was like, oh gosh, Alberto with boobies, and like he turned green. And he's like, oh shoot, the server's like calming down my body, like my bodily functions. I'm like, excuse me, what is this SAO? What's going on?
I don't know.
God, they didn't even explain that. That's the worst. Oh my God.
I'll see if I can look it up. Why does Momon turn green in Overlord, but only sometimes?
I'm sorry. That Momon turns green only sometimes. Is not.
Control
on my
F
ballot.
Green. No results for green at all?
Oh
no
God.
Green? Zero green.
All right, I guess we'll never know. Email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com.
If you know.
If you know.
If you don't know,
if you know,
now you know.
If you know, come to my home and I'll slap you on your face.
On your cheek.
Just, if you know it, email us. You don't have to tell us why. You just have to know it.
Yeah, just knowledge.
You know what
power.
You win? You win the friends along the way.
Yeah. But you won with the friends along the way.
Y'all want to talk about Rubedo?
Yeah, sure. Albedo's fun.
She's a cutie.
Yeah.
She looks like Miriam from Bloodstained Ritual of the Night, and that made me like her more. Even though that came out later.
I enjoyed her loyalty, but I
also... Is that what you call them nowadays?
Yes. I enjoyed her character because she was hee-hee funny. But she was annoying. I didn't like it that much.
I'm going to blow my nose and scream after.
Wow. You said she was annoying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like... She really... I mean, it was in her character description. Like, it was said she's a bitch. But, you know, like... That was just like... Everything was fine. But why you gotta be so mean to the kids? Like, what do they ever do to you?
So rude.
Why you gotta be mean to No-Chest Vampire Lady? Like, dude, too? Just because she likes your man? You already got it in the bag.
It was so hateful.
Yeah. But she could step on me. It's all right. What?
Yes. She's powerful.
I don't know how she'll reproduce with Momonga, but, you know, that was a funny bit that they had.
Yeah. I suppose they have the shape-shifting sort of powers, so if they really wanted to make it work, I'm sure they could.
Probably.
I'm willing to suspend my disbelief.
I'm willing to think that that green aura thing that goes around Momonga won't allow him to have kids, so that's going to be fun.
That's sterilizing semen.
It's Mountain Dew, guys. Well, I guess he's a skeleton. It's just Mountain Dew. Don't forget, Mountain Dew destroys the army down there.
See, he's a gamer. He's drinking Mountain Dew. That's what's calming him down.
Mm-hmm. God, I want
that. That explains it all.
Can I get some Baja Blast?
Chug is clocked out. He's just clocked out.
Shaltier's cute.
You're not wrong.
Shaltier, I like Shaltier.
Shaltier's okay.
She was cool. I didn't like when she was like that.
I
liked her when she was like that.
I mean, she was super strong, but I didn't like that.
It's time to get real lazy with doing this podcast and look at the trivia section of her character. It's that time, boys.
It was funny that she put tissues in her boobies because she's flat.
Yeah, and she was like, flat, oh, where'd my guys, chest go? Where'd my...
Yeah, that was good.
Guys, flat is justice. How dare you?
Guys, my cell phone is flat, therefore it is justice.
It is justice. Man, Albedo is, you know, a fun character design. She looks like an apple. She looks like an apple with a stem.
Albedo? Or Cephalot?
Cephalotier.
Sephiroth. Where is Momon? Basically this anime. Where's Momon?
Where's my guild friends?
Where's Moemon?
I am not crying.
I am not Mom.
I am not Momon.
Guys, I didn't find anything in the trivia section.
Guys, let's talk about Demiurge then, if you didn't find anything.
Was not used enough.
No, he was...
Is he Glasses Man?
Yeah.
Glasses Man was the best character, hands down. He was cool.
Well, I liked when he turned into an actual Lisa Harris man.
I like when he flew with his buddy to the sky that one night. He's like, bro, you can't go at it alone. And then he went up with him, and then you never see him until he's like... What you let him out of the castle? That was cool, but his design was cool. I like that.
Yeah, he looked cool. Yeah. I was pretty satisfied with all the character designs. There wasn't any that I didn't like.
Nobody was ugly, or
anime goes. That was
horribly shallow of me. Nobody was badly designed.
Yeah, there's a lot. You know what was shit? You know what was really stinky?
The grandma.
Coctus, dude.
What was his
name? The
blue bug one. What was that Pokemon in the Alolan Pokemon? The big one.
Yeah,
he looked like Golispod or whatever.
Yeah, that's exactly Golispod. I liked him, but he wasn't.
Yeah, but he wasn't used.
Mm-hmm. He was just like, I love you, and then you never hear him.
He said, wow, that was cool.
he's your typical bro that just shows up to watch the fight and then leaves.
Yeah, that's me, dude.
He kind of just what Tien is now.
I'm here, but let me throw my missile. Huh, okay, I'm going to watch.
Okay, that was enough for today.
Where is Chiaotzu?
Goodbye, Tien.
Goodbye.
Not again.
Goodbye, Tien.
I should have used my ult.
No, Tien, I'm just going to the hardware store.
Oh,
I'm just so be back soon. Jesus Christ. He just has PTSD of every time Chiaotzu says goodbye. He's like, ah!
He gets
quick Hulk
separation
Goku.
Anxiety.
I'm just going to the grocery store. What do you mean?
I'm just going to the bathroom, Tien. You can't come with me.
It's okay. I have a chair in there.
I have my books.
I have my boobies.
I can keep an eye on you with the one that's on my forehead.
One that's on his... I forgot he had an eye.
He can use two eyes to read his book and the other to watch Chiaotzu poop.
I can read the light novel while I inspect your poop.
Poop.
Gotta make sure his friend isn't gonna leave him again. Doesn't want him to get poisoned. Mm-hmm. We get distracted really easily.
Well, it's a bad show. Anime. Anyway, let's talk about the Flora two. The two Flora.
The twins. Yeah, Aura and Mare.
Yo, the twins were adorable.
They were pretty fun.
They were cross-dressing, but that's because
once again underutilized.
Like,
but you know how that's how it be.
I like the interaction they had. It's like, yo, Momon is nice, and then
good. And then we don't talk about them.
Well, they're in the forest once. One of them is.
Oh yeah, and it's like you remember that we fought at the second episode with God, what's her name? Scanty? No, nah, that's
Pansy.
What's her name?
Stalking?
No, that's a
Shantae?
Good. No, who the vampire girl?
Stanith.
No, I can't. I'm sorry. I swear to the God, I can't remember her name.
I don't remember.
Clementine?
No. The vampire girl.
Chiaotzu.
Whatever. The vampire girl. And
Alucard.
Hit.
Alucard.
Yeah, it's definitely Alucard.
No.
Khajiit.
As where
the vampire girl
coin?
And the relationship with the girl who dresses like guy of the twins.
Simon Belmont.
They were like, ah, I hate you. But at the end, there was like, ah, oh, I actually like you. And I was like, there was no build up to that. Only because
so
your masters made you like that. That's cool. There was... I don't want to talk about this show anymore.
All right, let's rapid fire through these. There's
guys,
Pandora's actor.
Pandora's
actor
is
cool.
A fun
oh,
character.
He was fun. I didn't like him.
We actually like him.
Yeah.
I really like whenever Aynes pulled him aside and was like, dude, you gotta stop
dude,
with this shit.
He's like, dude, please. Dude.
Dude, you're acting like a soy boy, dude.
Yeah, he's like, dude, what the dude. Fuck, guys?
Acting like a fucking soy boy, dude.
Bruh, dude.
Boy, you're some kind
fun.
Of bitch. Yeah, that
was
really
hamster.
Funny.
Hamster. I like the hamster.
Yeah, Hamusuke.
Hamster was all right.
He's the wise right. king of the forest.
Yeah.
His buildup was cool, and then, you know.
I'm a hamster.
Yeah,
and that's
it. Funny
those were the only two.
Nope. What do you mean there was an old monk in the tomb of the undead? Nope.
Yeah, we don't care about him.
Those two dragons. Yeah.
There's Henry. There's Inferia.
What was it? Nico? No, it wasn't Nico. What was her name?
That's Love Live.
What was the girl? What was the guy who was actually a girl? The mage.
Me.
Oh, whatever.
The guy with the hair.
The other guild team that Momon...
The one that got killed?
The one that lost... I mean, she died? I thought she just lost her eye.
What?
I guess they all died, didn't they?
Yeah, they were all zombies.
No, not the little girl. Little girl was alive and then died.
What are we talking... Oh!
What little girl?
The one who was revealed to be a little girl.
I don't understand.
Whatever her name was, she was irrelevant. She was like, I hurt Momon's feelings, and then died.
Oh my God. I hate it when I hurt someone's feelings and I die.
Yeah, I'll make it up to you, Mr. Momon. No, you won't. See you later. You're written off the show. Perfectly balanced.
Like everything should be.
I guess only other characters we really have are the villains, which the final battle was against Shaltier, who was a friend.
That armor was kind of cool, but... Never saw that on her before. That was cool. Also,
yeah, I think that was like phase two or something.
Phase
there's
two.
Clementine. I like Clementine. She was cute. I really liked her face.
But she's like Toga from fucking Boku no Hero Academia.
Yeah, but she's actually
a little bit
evil.
Well, Toga is more important to the story than this.
That's true.
Whoever her name was.
That's not
Orange.
Really saying much.
Toga P.
Orange.
I'm Brock.
I know. I'll use my frying pan as a drying pan.
Hey, guys, how would you feel if we did a whole... How would you feel
that was
if
Stewie. That was just Stewie.
That was not Stewie. Funny. How would you guys feel if we did a whole podcast episode just doing Banjo-Kazooie noises?
Guys, welcome to the Funky Anime Podcast. Welcome to guys, the Funny Noises Podcast.
Guys, welcome back to the Funny Noise Podcast.
Wait, that's Crash.
No!
I heard
Ika Boka is not Crash.
I heard Ooga Booga.
I heard Ika Boka.
Yeah, it's Ika Boka.
I'll just talk Simlish like The Sims.
Umna Fleebadoof.
Sherna. Ugan Begin High.
Padla! Ugan
Fleebadoof?
Ooh. Ooh, Schmucko.
You can tell we didn't like this anime.
Welcome to the 46th edition of Who's the Best Girl, the part of the back test where each contestant puts their choice best girl of the episode to duke it out for the title of Best Girl. Today, our contestants, once again, always, Pido, Garb, myself, and the Patreon, who you each advocating for.
Oh, my God.
Wow, you were really excited just then.
It's the only,
yeah, because we're finishing segment. The episode.
God, who was that one character?
That's not what you should be asking about your best girl. I'm picking Shaltier.
Picking Shaltier?
I have Hamusuke.
I'll pick Albedo.
Hamusuke.
It's Helmeppo.
Helmeppo. And also the Patreon picked the hamster, so I...
Yeah.
I thought they picked 3D.
Well, 3D's an art style, not a character, so...
No, you're right. Fair.
Okay, so who goes first?
I'll go first.
Sorry that I stopped us in the middle of our funny Simlish joke, but
dude, I'd play The Sims all day.
Had to, guys. We're gonna do a 24-hour live stream where what we do is that for 8 hours each we play The Sims, and then
can it just be The Sims 1?
No, I The Sims it. 2 for the Game Boy Advance.
Yo, real talk, I have that game. I play it all the time. Real talk. That's the one where
they're all the time.
Well, I play it every now and then, like when I remember it exists.
That's not all the time.
Pino, I can't believe you lied to us.
It doesn't matter. That one's where you're a movie star and like of a TV show. You're a TV Pavlov. Star. And so like
a TV movie show.
And it's
star?
About aliens. It's called you're in Strangetown and like
what?
And like you have all the people from the other Sims Game Boy titles, like Dusty Hogg. And like just
the Dusty Hog.
Yeah, he's a biker, but his name is Dusty.
You never want to have a Dusty Hog. If you know
and you
what
get
I'm
salty
saying.
Pete and his brother.
You don't want
Pete.
Your Pete what? Salty what? Either.
Everybody, shut the fuck up.
You're, yeah. You think that this is a bit? No, this is real. These are all characters.
We gotta talk about Salty Pete. That is he a pirate?
No, he's a sailor.
Okay, all right, that makes sense.
He's a sailor. He's like oh my yard. That's what he says.
Man, that's good. Weren't we doing Best Girl?
Yeah. The song's already over.
Fucking God. I forgot to put in the song last episode, so hopefully I remember
really?
This time. Yeah.
It's all right. I'll do the song.
Pino!
He does the first opening every time.
All right. I picked Albedo because she wears white, and that's a nice color, I think. She has horns, so, like, you can go, like, Matador racing, I guess. And, well, I mean, she won't love me because she was programmed not to. But you know, I can watch from a distance. You know, it's fine. I'm totally fine with that.
Wait! I would like to pause this part of Vesgrill to ask.
I'm Pino. You're probably wondering how I got here.
Hey, Pino. So what you just indicated is that you. Would like to be cucked.
No, I just want to stare
yes,
from far
no,
away.
Yes, no, shush. If you are in a relationship, but then a skeleton man bones your best girl, that's cucking.
Don't make me fake laugh.
That's cucking.
Do it.
That's cucking.
You think I'm stupid enough to get involved with a demon lord?
At this point, I'm just happy we're friends. I'm a dirty human, and she is whatever she is, but she's there, and we're friends.
She's real cute.
I know she's when I'm good. Insulted. But yeah,
Momona.
She's good. Cute? She has a body pillow of Momonga naked somehow.
Well, it was just a skeleton.
He was all bones. Anyways, bare bones is what I meant to say. She is very forward, so, you know, if you stank, she won't tell you if you stank. You'd be like, yeah. Ugh.
Don't have to worry about any miscommunication. She'll tell you what's on her mind.
If,
Yeah?
If you be yanking, she'll tell you.
Okay. Well, she'd be the one yanking, my man. Hey, Gar, what was your best girl?
I picked Shalty because I like her colors.
Yeah, but she's a traitor.
She didn't mean to, as far as we know.
She's a traitor.
Well,
we don't actually know.
Dude.
Who gets mind control, dude? Come on. What are you, a scrub, dude?
Are you trashing my girl?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude, square up, dude. I'm friends with Albedo, dude. You know what? You know who she knows? Somebody stronger than me, dude.
Hey, sort of shout you.
I'll call her boyfriend. I don't care, bro.
I will cross this street and punch you in the mouth.
Oh, dude, never mind. Have a good day, dude.
What were those characters? Are we really that desperate to not talk about this show?
Yeah.
Anyway, Shalter was good. She's cute.
I liked her design. Her color scheme is real good.
Yeah, she put up a good fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she had a good strategy.
She's a little insecure, though. You know, just love your body. You know.
Well, who isn't, man?
Me. You know. You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
I hate my fingernail.
Just one.
You know.
Just one.
I've seen some gnarly fingernails in my time, but yours were fine.
Thanks.
You know, I don't have anything else to say.
I thought you were going to say I don't have any fingernails.
I have none. Hey, guys.
They were yanked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I pick us in the Patreon pick Hamusuke. Hamusuke.
I don't know how to fuck.
I liked Hamusuke purely because she's a giant hamster.
Oh, yeah, she's a she. I'm sorry. Never mind. I love Hamusuke. Yeah,
how dare you? How dare you, Miss Jetner, my best grill?
I mean, I'll still insult Hamusuke till the end of time.
She's talking my best grill.
Hey, y'all, scat him. He doesn't agree with my opinion.
Oi, Josuke. I accidentally deleted my cock.
I deleted my cock.
Whoever made that meme, thank you so much.
If you're still here and you're listening to this podcast, we appreciate your time. We appreciate your effort. What are you doing here?
We appreciate your time, but maybe don't respect it.
If you haven't liked this anime, I'm so sorry.
I mean, it was good. It wasn't awful, but it wasn't great.
And that's why we're trashing it so much, because there was there was a point where I was like, yes, I'm in. And then they were like,
they pulled me right back out.
Did you say you're in, dude? Nah, get out, dude. We don't like you. Yeet. That's what happened. That's exactly. And then they're like, wait, no, we want you back. Yoop.
Is that the opposite of a yeet? Is a yoop?
Oh, soldier boy, yoop me.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
How do you outro Best Girl again?
Well, if you think we're all friggin' idiots.
Hamster's good. No, first off, hamster good.
Hamster sucks.
And that's it.
Hamster sucks. I'm sorry.
Hamster good.
Hamster sucks. Can't even recognize his own owner. How is he going to recognize you when you wear a sweatshirt,
first,
dude?
A girl.
How is she going to even recognize you when you wear a sweatshirt with a hood on?
She can't even mate with her own kind.
That's not my child.
That's what I do when I put on a sweatshirt with my hood on.
It makes me feel like I'm Sam. It makes me feel like I'm Einzel Gold.
Guys,
gold.
This is one of the rare instances where we actually all picked females.
Yeah.
Guys, the sun is shining, the birds are chirping. On days like this, anime like you should be rotting in my watch list.
In my watch later.
Yeah, in my watch later, dude. Anyway, if you want to talk to us, email us. But we actually do have email.
This is my favorite section.
Hey, guys.
Fuck You Pino?
Hey, guys. Welcome to another edition of Fuck You Pino. Seventh edition.
Remember, Fuck You Pino. I'm undefeated.
Remember, Pino is undefeated, but Pino has to answer after every detail. Garb can jump in whenever he feels like, but even if he gets it right, Pino still wins.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's the name of the game.
This is
not a rapper.
This character is a bear.
Okay, is this from We Are Bears from that Cartoon Network show?
I can't answer that.
We Bear
make
Bears.
Make a choice.
This is the polar bear.
No. This polar bear? This bear has... It's like Two-Face, but over its entire body.
Oh, okay, it's that Danganronpa character. What is that?
What's the name?
Momonga.
Monokuma.
Way to bring it together, Pino.
Dude.
Good job, Pino.
Bang.
Pino.
Undefeated. Hey, I want to thank my creator. I want to thank Einzel Gold.
I want to thank my creator, my mom and dad.
Thanks for that one night. That's all we needed, boys. We made it.
Boys, we did it.
I won.
That one night followed by subsequently by 9 months.
Hey, man, it was awful. A long wait. You know, it's just like waiting for the presidency. You can't get in there yet, you know?
You gotta wait, dude. Yeah. 9 months.
Luckily, I haven't gotten impeached yet, so I'm still hanging.
Wait, Pino.
Hmm?
Don't you have a peach figure?
No, I said impeached.
Well, I'm gonna have to give you one to take it away, and then I will impeach you.
Aww.
I didn't want to scream.
I don't have anything else to talk about. I don't have any fingernails.
That was the fastest email. That was the fastest episode. That was the fastest we lost track of time. That was the fastest our brain cells died.
That's a Garb episode, all right.
No, don't worry. I love Garb. Garb episodes are my favorite.
Garbs are not my favorite.
They're not my favorite either.
What?
Pino episodes are my favorite.
No, I like both of your episodes more.
I like your episodes.
No, the only good episode was the silent voice.
The only good episode was the first Bo-Bo-Bo. Everything was downhill from there.
What do you mean? It's only been our first day. There's our Bo-Jo.
We've been doing this for years, dude.
Bo-Jo, counter up.
We really have been doing this.
Did we say Jo-Jo? Ah, ba-dum-pa.
Jo-Jo,
we
did it. Woo. Yeah. We actually did.
No, we
said Oi Josuke.
Oh, we did say Oi Josuke. I accidentally erased my cock again. Hey, guys, sign us out, Garb.
No, we haven't even ranked the show, dummy.
Oh, shit, I always forget.
Guys, remember when we were talking about earlier? This is off-camera stuff. We were like, man, we're finally becoming a competent podcast.
We are not. There's no way in hell.
As soon as we mention it, we go straight downhill.
We're like, oh, Josuke.
The only... The only
rate the show.
The last thing that will happen now is we'll get a fourth season of Overlord or something after this episode airs.
No, we'll get a fifth season of Overlord. They'll skip four.
What's wrong with the number four, man?
It's unlucky.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
You don't.
Shoutouts to our Patreon.
Shoutouts to our Patreon.
Guys,
why do you give us money?
Shoutouts to Cosmos and Sid the Sloth for being our top
boys.
What about
Nope, that's not nope.
What about
nope,
me though?
Can't say
no
it.
One else.
They
no.
spun the wheel. Remember?
Oh yeah, I can't say it.
Yeah. You? I'm not allowed to either.
Yeah.
I'll try to say it right now.
I'll try to say it. I mean,
also,
you can say it.
Came out as
cut it out.
What am I cutting out?
Whenever we say the guy's name.
No, we can't. Also, my girlfriend just messaged me and said, how dare y'all call me out on the podcast? Well, we called you out again. You pay us money. So how dare you?
It's not that. I apologize.
She's in for a real
She's in for a real awakening, dude.
Dude, I love Fire Emblem Awakening. Not really.
Heroes!
I love Awakening the Pillar Men.
I really like when we don't rank the podcast.
Okay.
I gave it a 3.2.
Wow. Jesus Christ, that's high.
That's kind of high. Well, as long-winded, it's only a 2.8.
Yeah.
I don't even have the time to long-wind this one. There was just a lot of things they could have done better. I was in. Yeah. You know what? No, I'll be nice. I'll give it a 2.9.
Yeah.
Wow. You're so generous.
I'm also giving it a 2.9.
I'm just upset that it could have been better.
Are you upset?
I am not upset.
I'm just, there's so much potential. Like, we always say that. And, like, I'm just like, well, you could have done more. And, like, they didn't. So I'm like, well, fuck this, I guess.
And there's a lot that goes into making a show. You know, there's, it could be creative differences between a director and the animators.
It could even be the
there's
oversaturation of isekais out there. I mean, me and Chuck were talking about it earlier, too. Like,
yeah, the oversaturation is, like, the reason why I rank this so low, because there's been a million other isekai.
And there's like and more than
isekai that do it better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
And we were talking like back when like Sword Art first released, like watching that was like crazy because you're like, that's never happened.
I've never
like,
seen
they die in the game, they die for real.
If you die in the game, you die in real life.
And it was.
And then I realized.
It's a magical moment. That was a magical moment.
Yeah. And then anime was changed forever. Yeah, yes. Konosuba good,
that was
though.
The lowest point.
Okay, how dare you? How dare you?
Okay, fine. Pino. This was a lower point. I'll agree then.
Thank you. Jesus
but they're about Christ. They're about the same.
They're not about the
they're
same.
They're about the same. I mean, they are combined in that trashed show. What is it called? Isekai Quartet.
Yes, we're gonna have to watch at least one of the other shows. I know ReZero's one of the other ones. And
I
want to
watch
the
Lolly Military Girl. That's the
Wait
one. That's the other show.
Wait a second.
Well, I don't know her name, but she's like German.
Oh.
The one with
Why
the
does that ring a bell?
I think.
Her name is, it's Yujo Senki.
Oh.
That's the name of the show.
I'll find
I've never heard of it.
I heard it's good.
I heard it was okay.
Senki.
Anyway. This sign girl. Us out, please. Someone.
Duh. So
I'm crying.
This was a super gamer episode of the Funky Anime Podcast.
Uh-huh.
I was Garb, your warrior leader of this guild. I don't have anything funny to say.
I'm quitting the guild.
Yeah.
Oh no.
I'm gonna go play.
Chuck, are you staying?
I don't know.
I'm gonna play Gun Gale online.
Oh, can I play with you?
Yeah, sure, let's go.
We lost him, boys.
Time to log out.
And at that moment, Garbalax was yeeted into an isekai. We never heard from him again.
Thank God. Hey, guys, thank you for listening to the Funky Anime Podcast. If you didn't know and didn't listen to the last episode, we are watching K-On! Next.
Thank God.
Jesus Christ, we're watching a good show.
I got Yoded back.
Guys, yeah. Welcome back.
The power of
the
cute
power
girls
of K-On.
And K-On.
Music and K-On.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I got music and cute girls on my side.
Ah. Anyway, guys, we're fucking watching K-On! And get pumped. K-On!'s so freaking good.
I never
anyway,
watched it, but I hope it's good.
You're
it's
going,
oh, you haven't seen it?
No.
Oh,
Pino,
dude,
you're going
this is
to
so good.
Pino, you're going to shit your pants. Anyway, this has been the Funky Anime Podcast. Thank you for listening.
I'm sorry for the episode.
Tell your mom to not watch Overlord.
Yeah,
tell your mom to watch K-On! And that you love her also.
The best way to tell your mom you love her is to make her not watch Overlord. Thank you. Have a great night.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
The Funky Anime Podcast is a program made by Upchucked, Garbalax, and Pinoplay. And you can find Chuck at Upchucked Gaming on Twitter and Upchucked on YouTube. You can find Garb at Garbalax on Twitter or Garbalax on Twitch. You can find Pino at Pinoplan2 on Twitter and Pinatoplan2 on Twitch. Music made by Garbalax, editing by Chuck, audio mastering by Garbalax, moral support by Pino. You can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/3weebros. And make sure to check out our YouTube channel, 3weebros, so you can find our latest content. Thank you.